Locked in the library, pre-puzzle number 3.
Well, what is it, Foss? What's in that closet?
Jojo asks. He turns the knob and gasps.
Wallister!
Inside the cluttered supply closet, the librarian is sprawled unconscious on the ground. You and Jojo rush to him. The others squeeze in behind you, shouting,
Is he breathing? Is he...
To no one's surprise, Jojo is already expertly checking Wallister's vital signs.
Yes, he is breathing, says the boy.
Heart rate is fine, but he's out cold. Now I'm looking for wounds.
Well, I'll bet you he tripped on that,
says Connor, pointing at a turned-over bucket by Wallister's feet.
Okay, did you not see this mop?
Asks Pree. The wooden handle of a mop is tangled between the librarian's knees.
Guys! Gwen barks. Either way, he went down hard and hit his head.
In her arms, Foss wriggles fitfully. You realize he's nodding toward a poem posted high on the wall. The handwriting is Wallister's. An antidote for my clumsiness. Should it appear I fell and knocked myself out, take my salts that smell and wave them about. Just beneath the sign, there's a narrow shelf with several tiny glass bottles.
Hang on. Salts that smell? Asks Connor. Come on, smelling salts, Connor! Exclaims Pree. You know what? Hey, never mind. Okay, which one of these bottles has smelling salts in it?
You peer up at the shelf and sigh. The bottles are all labeled, with just one letter each. The librarian's systems for things are sometimes crazy.
Here's a clue, Gwen announces.
She points at another note in Wallister's handwriting.